in our city. Please be with our employees. Please guide our meeting tonight. Please be with our military. In your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our city staff please call roll?
Here.
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 Item 5, citizens' participation. There is no one signed up to speak this evening. Item 6, budget workshop. 6A, discussion and direction on the proposed budgets for fiscal year 2018-2019. I will turn it over to our city manager at this moment.
All right, so finance here can be back in just a moment, but she distributed a copy of the proposed budgets for both the general and water funds, and there are some highlighted items based on our discussion at last budget workshop. And we'll go ahead and start with under the revenues section. You'll notice that there is a change to the beginning reserve balance. That's the first change. She's back just in time. So go ahead and explain.
Okay, you'll see a change in the reserve balance, and what that is, it's my total from as of June as my total reserve for the general fund minus the $750,000. And that $750,000 is, we had talked about we may have to move $750,000 over for the debt service for the new bond loan that's coming up. So that's where that figure comes in right now. With property taxes, that is going to be the new total for property collection with the original City of Kirby plus the boundary. Okay, so that's including the boundary adjustment in there. The next line item you're going to see is the property taxes current COSA, and what that is half the payment, approximate amount, half the payment that we will have to pay back to the City of San Antonio 2018 tax rate. When I do my budget amendment, I'm going to have to do the same thing for the next budget amendment for this tax year, just so that you know it's not in there yet. So that's the change right now on the revenue. Is there any questions about the revenue?
So on the property tax from the last, from our last session, the property tax was that 1.7, and then it's, right?
Well, that 1.7 is the tax rate that we have that we had in budget for the whole year. That's not even amended. Well, when I amend the budget for this fiscal year, that's going to change. It's going to go up.
Okay, so that one will go up.
That one will go up.
Okay, that's why I was confused, because it's going up, but it's not. The difference that it went up is less than the amount that we're giving City of San Antonio. That's why it was.
Yeah, no, don't even consider that yet, because that budget amount is from the very beginning when we adopted the budget.
Okay.
Okay. On that. When I amend the budget number 3, that's where you're going to see the difference.
Okay.
The new bounded adjustment in there, and then our City of also on the next line item, you're going to see the amount that we're going to have to pay back to San Antonio. Because this is our first year, we have no idea where it's going to be at. And so when I amend the budget, we'll know, we'll have a better figure because it's almost the end. So yeah, don't even need that total. What you see in that proposed budget is definitely what we're calculating for next year.
In the new one that you just gave us, not from the last proposed budget.
Correct.
Okay.
This one, yeah. Does anybody know when this new business is going to go online? Is it this year? It's got
to be.
It's
supposed to be in the quarter.
Is there tax evaluation, everything already set, or is it wait till it's completed?
No, until
they
hold it.
Okay.
Yeah. Quick Trip is not included.
Okay. So that is board that's got to come to. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, now Cisco, HEB, it's included in there. Just to let you know that Bexar County appraisal is projecting $47,590,041 just for the next taxable value, just for the boundaries.
Really? That works.
And really, we would only get $347,110 of that, plus we got to split that in half. So that's worth $100,000.
Yeah, that's the payment to the city for the amount of years. But I'm talking about the new facility. When that goes in, that'll add to the taxes, correct?
The HEB and them already paid.
No, the service station, it's right here.
Yeah, it's not. It'll be next year, but we won't know what it's
going
to be.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it goes online and opens this year, it'll start contributing this year to the sales tax.
Yes, right.
Yeah, okay.
We just have no idea what it's going to be.
I understand.
I made very little changes to the budget. On the city council, I changed the workers' comp. That's the only change that I made on the city council. And as you've seen last meeting, we did the others.
That was the other question. Insurance.
Moving on to city administration. You'll see that I've changed the salary, overtime, longevity, retirement, FICA, workers' comp, and TWC taxes. Now, you'll see that with everybody from every department. All those have changed for every department. In that total, there is a 3% cost of living raise. If it's approved, our retirement went from 14.57 to 14.76% now for next fiscal year, which is 19 cents difference.
I keep seeing the big elephant in the room, and that's the insurance. When is that going to come in, or do you know? The insurance premium? When are we going to get that presentation?
It'll be on the August, I think it's the second meeting, August agenda, because it's out for bid right now.
That's what I was afraid of.
We'll open our bids next week and then present it to you at the second.
Just have a long bar set up when you do.
So that's the only thing I changed on admin. And police department, I did the same thing. All the salaries and benefits, except for the health insurance. I went down a little bit on the software maintenance. I went down $3,200 since the last budget presentation last week. That's all on police department.
Software maintenance, you said you went down?
Mm-hmm.
Because you went from 37,850 to
39,000. No, you're looking at the amended budget.
Okay.
From the last budget last week, it went down year. It was, I believe, $3,500, and so it's going to be about $800 for the maintenance. And so I just reduced that $3,500 to $800, so $3,200. On court, I did the same thing with all the salaries and benefits. On fire, I did the same thing. And I also added the rescue jacks of $7,100 that was asked at the last meeting. On animal services.
Wait, on the fire salaries, you explained
it. Okay. I'm sorry, back on the police salaries, y'all had talked about last year maybe adding that part-time record clerk to full-time this year, and so the next fiscal year. So in that salary, the part-time record clerk would be full-time, including the salary. Okay. And what Monique was talking about on fire, the salary has increased quite a bit because ESD is going to be opening up September, and so they want 3 per shift, and so I had to add 6 more firemen on to this next fiscal year budget.
And so the breakdown difference is currently we have 5 on every shift, firefighters and paramedic, and so we would decrease our staff to 4, and then they would have 3 on every shift, so it's a total of 21 people on shift and 2 chiefs.
So that's 4 with the other chief there. Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
Is there any questions on the fire staff?
Can we print our own money?
It'd
be fine with me if we could. We'll tell you what, let's make our own country and just print our own money. No? You didn't hear that, Chief, right? Good.
Okay. All right, to animal services, I did the same thing on the salary and benefit. On the bottom, on the last budget meeting, we had the ice machine in there. I took it out. Bexar County is going to go ahead and get that.
Praise the Lord. Really? All the whole thing?
Well, it's going to be built to us, too.
There's a catch. We have to install it.
Part of the total that they pay out.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to be 100% on them. So.
Is it an 80-20 thing?
It doesn't.
I only say that because, again, it was something for our employees to, that's a different conversation.
Whatever they give, take it. I know. Trust me, I know.
So the ice machine is taken out on animal services. On parks, you'll see the same thing for salaries and benefits. Same thing for streets. Now on streets, I added the asphalt truck that was requested from the last meeting. So you'll see that in there. And there's no changes to general operations. And then on the very last page, 14, you'll see a 0 for the transfer to debt services. We won't be doing that anymore, so our INS from our tax rate is going to be covering the last debt payment for the 2009 series note, so you will not see a transfer there.
So they're retired?
Excuse me?
They're retired? The notes are paid?
Yes. It'll be paid March.
And the last one.
That'll be the last payment for 2009.
Short note, right?
And then for water, it's just the salaries and benefit changes.
So something that we need to consider tonight, and you'll just give us some direction on, is to whether or not all of these items stay in the budget, or what items consider removing. If you look at page 14 at the last number there, the ending reserve balance, $925,704. And that gives us how many months?
It only gives us 3.15 months in revenue. I mean reserve.
So we already adopted a policy that said we would keep a minimum of four. Our general practice has been 4 to 6, and we've actually been there in the last few years. So we need to look at increasing that number to get us to a minimum 4 months. Whatever you're comfortable with.
And as far as all of the debt service that we have and that we have upcoming, that's going to be, I mean, that's already in here. So that's already accounted for. There's no surprises there.
We don't know what the actual new bond payment would be, but that's why it was recommended that we take $750,000 and set that aside to be able to cover it.
Okay, so where are we going to pull the additional, bring it up to 4 months?
Well, that's some of the items we would need to determine, some of these highlighted items or whatever other items we've added. What would you like to see?
Okay. I don't know. I think this budget is a wish list. I mean, it's like, kind of like when I was talking to someone, when I'm going vehicle shopping, I want this Cadillac, but I can only buy a Kia. And I think that we need to go back and find out what the department heads need. And we have a list of what they want. And maybe when we amend the budget the next time around, we could add some of the other things. But a lot of these things are just a lot of wants. But what they basically need at this year, I think that we really just need to cut back and just do what they really need.
We
have a list of the things that they want.
If you go look at the trucks for the waterworks and this public service, they're falling apart, so that's pretty much a need.
But it's a need.
Yes.
But there are things on here that they said, well, they would like to have. And so that tells me that it's just a want. They want to have this, but let the council know that they're interested in buying some of that stuff. And so I would like to maybe just hear back from the departments and let us know what they feel like is most important on this budget for them. And we have them all here, so we could just ask them.
And at that one one of the meetings, they actually did have that. So, I mean, the asphalt was something that Gilbert had actually said. I mean, that was one of the things that we talked about. Gilbert was just, saying that he would be able to take care of those potholes.
But that's kind of like a want at this point. Gilbert, on your asphalt thing.
No, I'm not saying that it's not a want. What I'm saying is there's nothing really that's not needed in order to
maintain. Well, that's true.
A 26-year-old. A 26-year-old fire truck. Granted, it sounds like it's a want, but technically,
no. You have, but they have wants and needs,
right?
And so I think that it would be nice for us to hear what they really need, because we have to come up with some money to bring it back. And I think the department heads know that. And so let them let us know what their needs are at this point on this budget. And let them speak upon what we've put in here and let them see what they would like us to take off, since we're going to have to take something off. I know it's nice to be able to give everybody everything they want, but we can't afford it.
I don't think anyone thinks that we're going to be able to pass this.
But for me, I would like to hear what they would like to take off of the budget.
Which arm you want to give up?
Go first.
Go first. I'll start with employees.
An employee?
Yeah.
Well, when the chief comes up there, he can say that.
All right, well, looking at this item, what we're talking about right now, the trucks aren't necessarily a need. If I would need to cut a truck out of there, it would be probably, I would say, the asphalt truck at first, because we've maintained for this long and have additional costs that were not budgeted on the asphalt truck. To run that would be an additional $4,330 a year. And that's for tack oil, propane, and diesel. And the diesel not for the truck itself, but for cleaning the tools and the bins. And then the cost of diesel fuel also from point A to point B. It would help maintain everything. However, it would be more of a want at this point, since we've been able to maintain everything, and it's one of the highest costing items on here. So,
but not to interrupt you, but you know, you did a really good presentation on why you wanted it, and if I remember correctly, and of course I already am familiar with the cold pack stuff, that I mean that doesn't stick, it doesn't stay. If we went out with that, we're actually going to get a better job on patching the streets. It's going to be more permanent and save the streets. As opposed, because I also know that cold patch gets condensation, gets water in it, and it pops right back out. So in the long run, that's one of those deals to me, Gilbert, that would save the city money. And with your knowledge of how to use it, I would prefer to. I know it's kind of hard to say that, but I would rather see that in, because of the maintaining. We're starting to try to get streets out, and once we do Ackerman and once we do Benz Engelman, and keep maintaining things and. You did a really good job on that presentation, and I know that you know what you're talking about. So, I mean, that to me is something that would, in the long, it's an investment where you're looking at the long end, not the short end. And with cold patch, you're looking at the short end. You know, you do a good job, but how many times you got to put the patch in? If you do it one time with the truck, then that saves labor, money, and material and cost. But that, you know, that's my opinion on that. Not to change your mind, but...
Oh. Yeah. Okay. The other item would be the truck from Parks. Would be the best thing.
And how old is the truck that you have now for Parks? How old is your truck that you have for Parks now?
The one now, they're pretty much in the same boat. However, that one has a little bit less money put into it. So it would be able to... Yeah, they're anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 each vehicle that has been put in after depreciation.
What?
Not off the top of my head. I apologize. It was. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What are we at here?
Have you picked up your stuff from the box from that meeting? You missed it. Maybe in your box.
Are you talking about taking it out of Parks or taking it out of
green stuff?
Gilbert's. Which one? The Parks truck or the trick for the Parks? Okay. Because what Gator you want to keep.
Yes. Okay.
But you know there's another way to save money too. Did you take a bid on a 19? Or an 18?
There were 19s. The difference in cost wasn't very much at all.
Okay.
I think it was probably about $2,000. And then I went with Ford also, and those were significantly higher than the Chevys, so yeah. We went with the Chevys. And then the trucks are going to come with everything they need already equipped, so we're not going to have to switch out beds or anything. This is the total cost of turnkey.
Drive out.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the exception of the decals and the strobe lights, yeah. But that's included as well in the cost.
Okay, so you're comfortable with not getting one for the Parks Department? Because for maintenance and one of those guys, those trucks look like crap.
Yeah. No, I think we should be okay with Parks, but not a truck.
do y'all have anything you want to ask?
So right now, though, yours is a truck and 137.5, and asphalt would be 148. Right.
Where'd you see that, dear? I'm lost. Up here?
On the parks, right here. Just park.
What's the total we need for 4 months for reserve?
Yeah, I got this right, 37.5.
And then on the back.
Oh, thank you. Wait, front of that.
Let me just get your page. It's on page
12. Oh, that's one on the wrong page. You think that would help? Okay, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. So you're talking about not another 37.5 here?
Yeah, because he's, if we take the parks, mm-hmm. that's 37.5.
Right.
And then if we take that asphalt, then that's negative 48.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that's what we should know that figure, see what we're going for. Yeah, otherwise, it's kind of like swimming with no wind.
I think last year we figured out it was like 263,000.
Yeah, it looks like based on prior year operating expenses. So last year was about 260. Now it's about 293,000.
Divided by 4.
Monthly operating expense.
And divide that by 4.
One point one.
So quarter of that's 280,000. Okay, so we got to come up with 280, right? About right. Okay. Well, we're on the way with 37.50 or 37.5.
And then if you take out the 148
and the 148. Anything else, Coach?
No, sir.
Thank you. What? Come on, Charlie. No.
Okay. After looking over everything that we were hoping to get in this year's budget, about the only thing I can really offer to cut that'll make any substantial impact on the bottom line overall would be the two vehicles. Everything else that we're asking for is, with the exception of the mobile data terminals, everything else is under $10,000. Asking that we, don't paint the building, the touch-up paint on the building and that sort of stuff is really going to be inconsequential to the overall bottom line. So, like I said, the only thing I could offer to remove from the budget would be the request for the two vehicles.
Okay.
And your
90 grand
time clerk to go back to stay at a part time clerk.
If you think that would help.
What is the difference in the salaries? You think for her full time and part time.
Can we take off the 4,000 for prisoners? Not just take any.
Sorry, sir.
Would not take any prisoners.
No, we try.
Well, I mean, it's a good thought.
Her total salary would be 25,700.
That's full time, right?
Not including insurance. That's just the salary amount, and that's not including the taxes for the retirement. That's just her salary amount.
But if she's part time, you don't pay insurance.
Right. Correct.
And you don't.
If you stay at 32 hours a week, you don't pay the benefit, right? You get 32 hours? Okay. Let's look at 32. 32 we could work with? Yeah. That way you could get still as many hours as you could get and save on the other if the person's willing to do that.
Might be simpler just to keep it at part-time.
Okay.
Because if we go over that 32 hours too many times, then there's the possibility of a claim for full-time and benefits. So.
All right.
And could your crime commission look at buying one of the vehicles if we took one out?
I've got some other things I was kind of lining up for. We had an incident over the weekend that I just lightly touched upon. It is always a consideration. However, that's the entire budget for crime control. It's only about $55,000 a year. So I would have to look back. There were other things that I had put on our original list for the city that we ended up cutting out and moving over to a request for the crime control. So I'd have to reevaluate that entire budget and see where we go with that. It's possible, probably not the most practical thing to do.
Does go away, then we, even though it may sound, it seem insignificant, we'll have to increase the other expenses for the maintenance and stuff. And what was our magic number again that we were trying to get down to?
280. About 280,000.
Gilbert's two items are $186,000 if you took that out.
Need to get to $1,172,000.
So a fourth of that's about 280.
Yes.
So right now, with the reserve number in this draft you have, we need $246,296 to do this. Was 90,000, so was it just 45?
No, it was 50 for one, 40 for the other. Yeah, I went with a lower number for the command vehicle because the original thought was we could probably get away with a demo or one in a good use condition. But like I said, I mean, ultimately, we got to do what's best for everybody as a whole. So.
So for our city manager's suggestion, though, it would be the patrol vehicle. Rather than command vehicle.
Yeah.
So that would be less 50.
Another 50 on.
Less 50.
Yeah, for that one vehicle, it would be less 50. I mean, some of the smaller items that are on there. If we want to hold off and reevaluate repainting the building next year or reducing the number of MDTs and body cameras, I mean, by all means, we can consider that. I do have a plan B for the radar unit as well.
I think so. That, I mean, to me, painting the buildings and those kinds of things need to stay in because that's part of the parents. Mm-hmm. We already know that it's a dilapidated area. And I don't really see nickel and diming it to the point to where that piece doesn't get taken care of.
Yeah, the radar unit for the canine unit, that's just going to give him more probable cause. That's going to make that asset a lot more valuable to the city.
Absolutely, especially on Sunday.
Yep. So that's got to stay too. Thank you.
Daryl, I was just kind of keeping a tally, so if we were to take those three items out, I show that we need $210,035 in that.
Was it the third item? If we take out
one of the vehicles from parks,
and we take out the asphalt machine and one of the vehicles,
okay,
which would be the patrol vehicle, then we need to come up with, I'm sorry, $10,000.
Yeah. Okay.
One, sir. Just 10.
Since I'm the last one to speak, Is there, so is that my projected number that I'm going for, 10,000?
That's a no.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to just arbitrarily start hacking stuff up here. If I have something to reach for, to strive for, I will. Other than that, like I said, I think everything here that I have on my list is a need. But if you want me to take something out, that's why I was looking for a dollar figure from y'all to tell me what I need to cut out.
Okay, but you said the lights are imperative since you're not going to get a new engine.
Yes, sir. I mean, I could do without the rescue jacks.
I
could do without the rescue jacks. I don't have a problem with that. Between, you know, I'll leave that up to y'all. Between the heart monitor, between hoses and the stretcher for the ambulance, y'all pick what y'all want.
No, the heart monitor we've always, as you said, have been refurbished.
We've never had a new heart monitor ever.
No, so no, that's a must.
Okay, so if we took the rescue jacks out, and if everybody remembers, that wasn't something that Charlie had originally put in there, but at our last meeting, we wanted those kind of things to come back in just so we could get a real picture of that, because, I mean, I'm all for actually looking at things that we need, want, whatever the case may be, so that we can cut it, because for next councils that come, they need to see that there's something that the council before didn't approve, and it's necessary to see that progression. Because if we don't see it at all and don't know that it's even an item that needs to even be looked at, then it's going to be back to square one again. So,
and I think that Charlie has stepped into a place in his position where things weren't replaced all the time. And so that's what he's trying to do with it is, you know.
Playing catch up.
And that's what we all have to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Because.
Well, you can't.
And I also understand, like I said, let me paraphrase it here with, I understand that I'm the last one to speak. So it seems easy for me to say, well, I've cut the least. But I am by no means trying to sabotage my cohorts here, whether it's Public Works or the police. If there's something there that benefits them, by me being taking something else out, then by all means do it. If it gives Chief his body cameras that he has to have, or if it gives Gilbert his truck that he needs to have because the other one's broken down, I understand that. So just because I'm the last one and it seems like I had the least amount to cut out, I'm not opposed to helping my fellow department heads with their department too.
Okay, but now it's the stretcher is the one that has to fit correctly, right?
Sorry?
The stretcher is the one that has to fit correctly.
Yes, sir. Okay. I mean, we can, you know, we can cut the stretcher out.
No.
The problem with that is if one of them breaks, there is nothing to replace the other one.
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, you asked me right off the bat, jacks, definitely. No offense, Mr. Pierce. Jacks right off the bat. And then, like I said, between heart monitor, hoses, and stretcher-wise, you know, the lights, like you said, are a must because if we're keeping the old truck, it has to have lights. So,
exactly.
You know, between those three, if y'all want to take something else out, I'll leave it to y'all to take out.
In a fire department, I'm pretty sure you need hoses, right? That's
well,
a need, not a want. Because if you're out there, how long were some of those hoses and one of them blows?
Yes, sir.
Waste of the house?
Kind of hard to put the fire out if you can't put water on it.
So like Mike said, a stretcher.
Same thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's hard. It's hard. You have a monitor. I mean, you know, all it takes is one person that needs a monitor, and we don't have it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy. Same thing with the hoses and stuff. So
when you go to the other fire department, so that's what this command vehicle is going to be for, the new truck, or is it to replace the truck you're driving now?
No, that was for the other. That was even stricken from the. That was taken out last week. It's not even on here.
Yeah,
that's gone.
I don't see anything under the outlay that
you I'm looking at capital outlay stuff of heart monitor, hoses, the stretcher, radios, and the jacks and the Spectre lights. The radios definitely, just because they're out of compliance.
Well,
so.
You can't. I was going to say you can, if you can't talk. You
yeah.
Can't
well,
move.
The radios are out of compliance anyway,
yeah,
so
I'm
those are.
Say that you can replace if we have to cut the hoses, you can make
I don't have to replace all of the hoses that I had looked for. I mean, there's, I don't have the breakdown with me now, but I could bring you the breakdown as to how many hoses of each specific to where, you know, if you wanted to cut the hoses from, you know, 10,000 to five, I mean, we can buy whatever we can buy with 5,000. I mean, if it would help to take, you know, 7,100 from the jacks, another five from the hoses.
12, you're right there.
You know, whatever y'all.
How many more years do we have left on the street sweeper?
So we could do a delay on some things, so to speak, because that's going to bring some turnaround when those payments are made, correct? That'll bring, what is the payment on that a month?
On what?
The street sweeper, roughly.
We're going to have one loan pay off this year.
That's all right.
Can we get that put in a spreadsheet so that we can see, because we've asked that before.
Yeah, see when they come, when they all come in end of term, please. Because that's going to put monies back in just 6 or 8 months down the road. So some of these things we can delay.
That we're getting?
I'm sorry?
The additional personnel that we're getting?
Yes, sir.
For the other fire station over there?
Yes, sir.
Is that still working based off this year's budget? Or the budget that we're getting?
Well, we're not going to be able to secure any personnel until after probably October 1. Right, man?
Right, but the dollar amount we're looking at is
Yeah, so they'll be covered on that end.
It would cover all of the new personnel and then it'll be some.
So, but what I'm thinking, if we look at a spreadsheet of what notes are coming to term, mm-hmm. then that money's going to be available shortly, the next 30 days after the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, the note that we have paid off in September will be the breathing apparatus when we go last payment. But if you look at your budget, it's got zero on there.
Yeah, I saw the zero.
So,
I'm talking about other notes we have, though. Don't we have a couple of notes that are coming? The what's
the stuff that's being transferred from debt service?
Yeah, debt service.
The street sweeper.
We have the street sweeper, and then we have the pumper. The payment on that is $47,252, and the street sweeper is.
Okay, so when does that term end?
The street sweeper?
Yes.
We have 4 more years.
4 more years? I thought
four
you said
years.
Months. I'm sorry.
We have one this September and then 3 more payments after that.
Each, but they're annual, not
annual payments.
Not monthly.
Correct.
Okay.
They're annual payments. They're paid every September. All 3 notes are paid in September except for the bond. The bond, you pay that in March. And September.
And when we bought those items, the breathing apparatus was a 3-year loan, the street sweeper was 6 years,
right.
And the fire pump was 10 years.
We'll print that out if you guys need
to pay. I'm just looking to see what comes back in, but it's only 1 out of 12 months. But that's a big outlay for that 1 month.
Anything in an administrative?
She didn't add anything new. So the only other thing would be the 3% salary increase for all employees.
No, we can't do that. Do that. No.
I personally am not a proponent of taking that out.
Nope, so. Not at all. Sorry.
You didn't add anybody new to the budget? This year? Or last year?
The only thing we added was the 6 firemen for the ESD and then making that 1 part-time full-time for the next fiscal year. But.
Admin, but in all of the departments.
You're
admin,
out of,
there was...
you're out of the hot seat.
This fiscal year, we
added
a new position.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else for me? Ma'am?
So if we took those rescue jets out, then we're are sitting like at 2,800, 1,800.
Then if you let him evaluate half the hose.
$8,900.
You want to evaluate half the hose or let it go? That's fine.
Well, and that's what I said, but how do you know which hose is going to go out? That's what.
Well, you don't.
We'll find out.
Right. What we can do, because you, again, this is just our draft for the session.
Yes.
We're still going to bring back another budget. We can go ahead and take those items that we talked about tonight, see where that puts us. Next workshop, we will have all the revenue projections in there as well.
That's what I want to see.
So you'll have a better idea of where we are.
So, if everybody's okay with it, we can take out the rescue jacks.
Yes.
But the hoses in half.
Yes.
At five. First. And then all the stuff that we talked about having out when our next meeting, have that brought back, and then we can reevaluate those.
And the 5,000 for the patrol car.
PD court clerk to half back to
yes.
the half day.
And why don't we just take the hoses down to 8 instead of 10?
Whatever. I mean, we just have to come up with a...
Or just wait and let him come back and let us know.
If
we want
to just take those
a better figure.
Yes, and then we can get a better figure with that piece of it.
But the main thing is to see what the revenue is. That's what I want to see, is the end of the revenue, because right now we're kind of still in the air.
Exactly.
Until you get some good concrete figures. I mean, I hate to see these guys give anything up, because I understand what you're saying about want and need, but my God, you know, you look at those trucks, because I see them every morning filling up with gas at the Valero, and I mean, I don't know how these guys make them run. It's a miracle that they keep going.
You missed the pictures.
Oh, no, I saw the pictures.
Did you get to
see them?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can remember when we used to using bale wire to hold the door shut at the PD for the police department, because the doors were so bad.
Yeah.
This is the only not thing that's not fun. This whole job, this really sucks.
But if we can just do those pieces and then bring those back.
Can we go over them again to make sure that I have everything?
Yes. Monique, did you write it?
I got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, if you want to quote it, just to be clear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you want to give them.
So we have the police patrol vehicle, the parks vehicle, the streets asphalt truck, the fire rescue jacks, and then look at half of the cost for hoses. And then I wasn't clear, you talked about leaving the records clerk at part time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be
Did we say take out part of the truck or not?
Yes.
Take out what?
Does everybody agree with that one?
Yes and no.
Well, I don't think that we agree with
no,
it
I
that
agree.
Way. But
I understand exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, you're correct.
All right.
It just is, you know.
It is. It's all right. Is there anything else with that?
Yeah.
Tina, do you have anything else on that part?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. All right. So, item 7A. It is the property tax. 7A, discussion and possible action on nonprofit grant applications. Monique, do you want to just let everyone know what we have?
Sure.
Or what you had given us last week?
So everybody received a copy of 5 applications that were submitted for consideration for the new fiscal year's nonprofit grant. A few months ago, we voted that the line item, where it's currently budgeted at $20,000, that we would look at that line item and allow qualified nonprofits in our area to apply for those funds. So we still have it proposed at $20,000 for the new fiscal year. And we need to determine which of these applicants we intend to fund, how much we want to divide them up, or if you want to look at just selecting certain ones. They were asked to provide their documentation shows their proof of nonprofit status, a description of their organization or entity, a list of their governing body if they have one, their most recent budget, and explanation of why financial assistance from the city of Kirby is needed.
copies. We have copies of what was submitted. Invited all of the organizations to attend tonight in case there are questions for them. So that you see two out of five.
And it is stated that they have the organizations have to reside in Kirby, right?
Public funds that it would be benefiting people or organizations are actually in Kirby.
Okay, so did I miss something? Is one of them not participating in Kirby or? For sure, we know Little League is here. We know the Herman Sons are here.
4-H.
4-H is here.
Yes.
The D2.
Center Center.
The D2 team, or DT2.
Yes.
So the Jacksonville, Florida, New York, Detroit Lions, and New York, and it's got a San Antonio. It doesn't show anything on here, I'm sure.
They came by and gave us on Friday a 6322 Seguin Road, Unit 116.
Well,
is that in Kirby?
6322? Old Seguin Road.
Seguin Road is going to be up
is
in 78.
From that organization? Okay.
Good evening, Mayor. My name is Derek Thomas. My son is Derek Thomas II. He would love to be here today. He's volunteering in Orlando, Florida with the Paralyzed Veterans of America. They're having the 38th Wheelchair Games. And he's an active participant as a part of the veterans organization here in town. His organization, I sit on the board of his organizations, is a program that's designed to help children within the community be able to identify who they are and what they would like to become in society. Right now, he has approximately 5 kids this year who received college scholarships. We have approximately one gentleman who was accepted to the NFL. He's done this in the past 3 years. Now he's currently, my son is currently a bobsledder for the Olympics. He's the number one bobsledder in our country. He does the skeleton where you come down face first and things like that. And what we're what he's trying to do is bring something different to San Antonio area. We live in San Antonio, where he's going to be having the program is right here in Kirby at Cryo Body. I think it's called the Cryo Body Works on FM 78, I think is the address. I can give you the actual address. I can look it up for you. But I think it's here exactly in Kirby. What he wants to do and what he's been doing in San Antonio, he's building a program for young men that helps them to develop to become men. One of the things that we talked to him about years ago is this thing called understanding your potential. And by understanding your potential means that every person that God has created has something special on the inside of them that they don't necessarily know that's there. So what we've done over the years is to help them develop that person that's on the inside so they can grow into become that person that they needed to be. What we've seen over the years is that a lot of the kids who get into our program don't have necessarily a father in their life. And so we take them under our wings and we do what I consider or he considers a total person type look. We look from a spiritual standpoint, physical standpoint, becoming an outstanding citizen in our communities, and then somebody who can later go on and then bring something back to the communities. So we've worked this program. It's working very, very well in different parts of the city. My son has a love for young people. So whether they're in Kirby or wherever, he would like to come and start his program here in this area.
So the program isn't actually here in Kirby. Like there's not a Kirby chapter.
There will be a Kirby chapter here. whether it's funded by you all or not, it will be here. We're going to take kids within the community, and we're still going to work with them. The funding right now basically comes from my wife and myself, okay? We have been able to pick up a company out of San Antonio called IP Secure, which is the number one IT company in San Antonio. They work with us. We have several players in the NFL who give funding to that particular program. But what we're looking, as I said previously, what we're really wanting to do is just take every young man that we can, regardless of their race, whatever the case may be, and make sure that person can become an outstanding citizen in our community. One of the cliches that we have within the program, my son tells other young men, is they want to be raised, or he wants to get them to the point of what his dad raised him to be. I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force. We trained our children to be very independent people, to be independent thinkers. So when he went off to college, he got in trouble. And he almost lost his scholarship at Texas A&M Kingsville. But he was able to go back and graduate. And so when we see people who are off track or maybe seem like they're going down the wrong road, we want to make sure that person is not going to be a person that we're going to have to pay for and be a part of recidivism rate down the road. And by doing that, if we can take that person and grow that person into somebody that's going to be positive, we have a proven track record that we can get that kid into schools. We have organizations, we have colleges that we work with right now where we can take a kid who just seems like they don't have anywhere to go, get them into the program, and be able to work with them. In addition to that, with IP Secure, we have a program where the city of San Antonio has funded scholarships for kids who wants to go into the IT program who may not necessarily want to go into college. We have a program with Barrio Aviation, where if a young man wants to become a pilot or something of that nature, we have a pilot program where they can actually go out and be trained to become a pilot. And what we're trying to do is to get that person, as you read in the notes that we gave you, to get out of the mindset of what's necessarily happening in their four blocks. If we can get them out of the mindset of what's happening in that area and get them to understand that there's a bigger world out here, we believe that we can save so many children, and we're proving that we have already done that.
So you say you're going to do in Kirby, but literally where are you going to be these kids at in Kirby?
And I can tell you the exact location of where it's going to happen. He sent me a text this morning from the Wheelchair Games where he's right now. We have an agreement with the Body Shape, which is has given us the opportunity to bring the kids in and train them right there.
Where is that at?
It's on FM 78. I don't have the address, but I can look it up on my phone for you. But it's CYROBODYSHAPE.
What's the San Antonio address? What, 66 what?
Sir?
What was it? The address, 66 what?
In fact, this is what I'm calling right now. Can I get the address for you? I'm standing with the city council right now. What's the name of the place? It's the Cryo Body Shape, and that's right here in Kirby, correct? It's right here in Kirby. What's the address of it? If I can look it up and get it back to you. He's telling me right now because he didn't have his information in front of him. Sorry, what was that? Okay. All right. He's going to call me back, so if I can have the actual address for you. We start out working with children who are in school. We preferably like to work with kids who are in from middle school to high school. We have our biggest impact in that particular area, working with the kids in from middle school to high school area. We've seen this year at one of the local high schools, where kids have just really been off track. And what they allow us to come in is we work with the counseling department in the school. We come in, and they allow us to represent that child in situations, because in a lot of cases, they don't have a father figure in their lives for the majority of the children that we work with right now. And so we're able to come in and get them to do things that maybe the teacher won't do, because one of the things that we demand within the program is respect. And so we have to get them to understand that if they want to be respected, they got to respect. They got to respect our law enforcement. They got to respect those that are in power, from the teacher to you name it. And so we've been able to help single parents work with their children. And I do want to add to this from the spiritual aspect of it. As I said, I sit on the board, but I'm a full-time pastor in San Antonio, Texas. So I'm all the way on the other side, almost close to Castroville. And so to see those young men come into our church on a Sunday morning, and they don't have to go to our church, it's whatever their religious preferences are, but to see them make that complete turnaround, it just makes it all worthwhile. And so it's not just, you know, we're going to train you. Sports is just the avenue of getting them to the point of being able to understand what discipline is all about.
Oh.
So the address that he gave us, that came up as Cryo Body Shape.
Yes, ma'am.
But it actually is right outside of Kirby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Near the Peter Piper and that kind of area.
Okay. Yeah, because IHOP is 60-something.
Okay. Don't meet the qualifications. But we're still willing to come in and do what's necessary within the community, because it's about something that we believe in. It's about not a job, it's about our work, what we're called to do. And so we respectfully, I guess, back out, unless y'all change your mind.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So Kirby Senior Center and
4-H.
4-H.
Okay. Every one of those is self-sustaining.
Doug, on the Northeast Little League, can you tell us what you'll be using the money for?
There's a list in there on one of the pages, but the backstops. We got two backstops that are in bad shape, the T-ball field and the majors field. We'd like to add sprinklers onto the other two remaining fields, especially with the softball association using that softball field. It's getting beat up a lot, and it's really showing some wear and tear. Eventually, we'd like to add lights to the T-ball field, the last remaining field without lights. Scoreboard needs a repair. Batting cages, ultimately we'd like to batting cages, but that's still a long-term project farther away. The other thing we're looking at is awnings over the bleachers, especially on the softball field where there's no shade over there, covering the bleachers so our fans can have a little bit more comfort when they're watching the games.
Can't find a sponsor for the scoreboard?
We're still looking around. We got a quote in last week that was really, really high. So,
but no, I'm talking about a sponsor to underwrite it.
Yeah. We're looking at sponsors as well. But yeah, I mean, like soda companies, they don't really do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Nobody's going to 4-H here.
I guess it'd be.
For the senior center, Mr. Roman, I see that the budget has been supplied to us, but it doesn't give us a list of what the money would be used for.
Specifically, we're looking at just basic operational expenses. Right now, there's a shortfall. We got a broke down freezer. The electric bill over at the Kirby Senior Center is in excess of $1,200 a month. Okay, the income coming in is less than the outflow. There's six or seven years ago, the department head used the city was a member of the city. Okay, that was a $60,000 job position that was covered by the city. Well, that was cut since 2011. The manager at the senior center, that cost is wholly funded to the center. Part of it is for salaries. Part of it is for just general operating expenses. Internet, copier, all services that the office here contracts for, we contract over at the senior center. All that is coming out of the monies that we have coming in. And, you know, that's, if it stops, well, then, you know, services can stop over there. And, you know, that is what it is.
All right, thank you.
Is 20, right?
Yeah.
Monique, did you hear from the other two that they weren't coming or they just didn't?
I sent the email to everyone. I only received one response.
Well, I do know at this time of the year, Herman's Sons, this is their off season. But I do know that, you know, they would like to buy mirrors for when they have their dance classes, the cost to help for their recital costumes.
That's just written in here, too.
That is.
Yeah.
And is this something that we have to vote on tonight? I only say that because we're sitting here talking about budget and money, and that's $20,000 that's there.
Well, again, this is something I'd rather see the revenues first and what we've got to work with, because, again, this is kind of putting it out there and sink or swim thing. I'd rather have – it's easier to operate, obviously, with real figures.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, we have that amount budgeted, $20,000, but at the same time, there's a whole bunch of other options there. But unless somebody wants to. I mean, that's up to y'all, whether or not y'all want to act on this now or.
Yes. Yep. I mean, we're asking for cuts that hurt, and not that anybody's going to be pushed aside or anything, but I really would like to see the real figures where we're at, so we'll have a good understanding. I make a motion we bring this subject up again. I'm trying to think of how to say it.
Maybe with the
table. Okay. Make a motion we table.
Can you do the insurance? We should know. That,
yeah, see, that's going to tell a lot. Yeah, you're right. Because insurance is going to be the killer.
So we'll postpone then?
Yes, ma'am. We'll just table it, yeah. Make a motion we table. Just make make a motion to postpone.
Second.
Was that you?
Me.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Wilson, to postpone the action on the nonprofit grant applications. Is there any further discussion? Tracy, please call roll.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Alabama?
Yes.
Councilmember Ears?
Yes.
Mayor Wilson Aldridge?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we'll postpone that. So if you can bring that up when we have the, or put it back on the agenda when we have that information. All right, item 7B, discussion and possible action on a proposed 2018 property tax rate. For attending.
Okay, I presented the tax budget, I mean the tax rate. You'll look on top for 2018, the rollback tax will be 0.768300. The effective tax rate is 0.647174. We're proposing the same tax rate as we had the prior year, which is 0.729376. Since we are higher than the effective tax rate but lower than the rollback, we will have to have two public hearings, and they are scheduled August the 23rd and August the 30th. So we'll have to do the first public hearing and then the second public hearing. If you'll look on your sheet in the middle, there's a 2017. You'll see what the actual, the effective, and the rollback, the taxable value at that time was $89,857. If you go to the 2018, the net taxable value for 2017 was $258,322,000. For 2018, the new net taxable value is $325,965,839, which is a collection rate of 98.12 per Bexar County. So you'll see what we're proposing first. The middle is if we use the effective tax rate, and the third one is using the rollback tax rate. You'll see what the average taxable value on the bottom is for the proposed effective and rollback on the very bottom. And with that being said, the average taxable value is $98,214.
Yep.
That's a difference of $716.35. That is the difference of $60.95 from last year.
But all the information that we've gone over has been based on the proposed tax rate of 0.729376.
Right.
So just keep that in mind, that everything that we talked about and is based on the proposed tax rate, which is the same as 0.729376, but because of the appraisals, it does increase that. Even though we're not raising, it increases the revenue, even though we're not raising the actual tax rate at that amount. So we just need to vote on specifically which rollback effective or proposed, correct? Okay.
Whoever makes the motion, just make sure you state.
No one has any further questions for Tina, I'll entertain a motion.
And we're looking at the 729376.
That's based, that the proposed tax rate, which is what our staff is suggesting that we keep it at, is what our proposed budget is also based on, and it's not increasing the tax rate that we currently
right.
have.
All righty. I make a motion we approve the proposed tax rate of 0.729376.
Sylvia.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to have the proposed tax rate of 0.729376.
And you have a winner.
Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor
Pro Tem Audrey?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
She's going. Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, 0.729376 is a proposed tax rate. All right. Is there any further discussion on that before I adjourn this meeting?
Nope.
On a council item, I just want to let you all know that the food bank